I want to go where the answer is.
Welcome to the Crown Heathens podcast, where we talk about our favorite games, video game news, and just about anything else. My name is Matt, and as always, I'm here with my best friends, Marissa and Zacho. I'd like to remind everybody that there are no stupid questions. I'm going to start us off with a question right now, Marissa.
Hey, Matt.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Do you always just wake up and choose violence, or...
Yeah, I do.
Is that a Monday thing?
When I see you... No. It's just when I see you. I see you, and okay. Something in my brain goes, violence. Yeah.
His mustache is only too evil. Answer. It's too mischievous.
Yeah, you remind me of Dr. Eggman too much, and he scarred me as a child.
I hate that. I hate it.
That's kind of your
Somebody
fault.
Somebody told me I look like the Pringles can. Somebody told me I look
like
Mr. Potato Head.
The Pringles can?
The Pringles can.
Not the guy from the Pringles can?
Just the
not
Pringles
Mr.
Can.
Pringles.
You look like the Pringles can.
Just the
Pringles.
Yep. It looks like I wanted to...
I would be insulted if somebody told me it looked like a
can.
The Pringles can.
Yeah. You should dress as the Pringles can for Halloween.
I don't want to do that. I'll be honest with you, I don't want to do that.
Just get a really big cardboard tube.
I would love to change the topic off of my mustache, so I just have another question for you, Marissa.
Do you have 20 of them, actually?
I was going to say that there are no stupid questions. How many questions do you think I have to ask you before I get a stupid one?
I'm going to be honest. You ask me a stupid one every single day.
No. I thought there were no stupid questions.
Ew.
There are no stupid questions that we acknowledge out loud.
Oh, I thought you were going to say there are no stupid questions, only stupid people.
We only judge silently.
We never judge our listeners. We only judge each other.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fuck you, Zacho.
Hey.
Fuck you, Zacho.
Hey.
Stop being mean to me. How many questions do you think Zacho can ask before we say fuck you, Zacho, is the answer?
Zero.
None. Zero.
You're right.
He hasn't said a damn thing yet, and we're yelling at him.
Well, speaking of all these darn dosh dilly dang it questions.
Not dosh darn dilly dang it questions.
Russo, what's today's topic?
You dilly done done it now.
Today's topic is 20 questions. So we're going to be playing 20 questions. Can you figure out what character, what video game, or dare I say, video game related object potentially, I'm thinking of, or somebody is thinking of, in 20 questions or fewer?
I think I came up with different levels of difficulty.
All right.
I hope you get at least two.
Okay.
But I got an easy, a medium, and a hard.
All right, you go first, Matt.
I'm thinking of something. Can you say if it's a...
ready?
We'll do the easy one first.
Yeah. I'll let Zacho start. So how this is going to work, we're going to go back and forth between the two people who aren't thinking of the object. So each person
like
gets
questions.
10 questions.
Yeah.
We have to work together, which is probably going to be the hardest part of this whole thing, is not telling someone that they asked a stupid question.
Yeah. Okay. Is it a character?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it from a game I've played?
Yes.
Is it from an RPG?
Yes.
It's
from an RPG.
It was a hesitant yes, but okay.
It's not a hesitant.
Is it from Final Fantasy 15?
No.
Are we keeping track of the questions? Because I don't know how many questions.
Yes, Marissa, your turn.
No. That wasn't my question to you. That was my question to Marissa.
Too bad.
Marissa, are you keeping track of my questions numbers?
I'm keeping track of mine.
Okay, that's fine. Because once you get to 10, we're done. Because you answered.
Yeah.
You asked second.
Yeah, I answered last. Yeah. I asked you second.
Sorry, what was your last question? You asked if it was from Final Fantasy?
And I said no. Zacho, that was two questions. Marissa?
Matt! they're directed to you. I will let you know when they're directed to you, and you can answer the question. Okay.
Has anybody watched the Dungeons & Dragons movie?
No.
There's a part of it where...
I haven't watched the movie, but I've seen that clip.
You've seen the clip? I watched the movie. It actually is... It's like not a bad movie. Like, it's a pretty good movie.
Would you recommend it?
Yeah, I would watch it. Like, it's... I wouldn't watch it twice. But like, I would watch it once.
Fair enough.
If they made a second one, I would watch it.
But you wouldn't rewatch the first one.
There's a scene where they're trying to find something, and they have like a magic. They bring people back to life, and they get to ask three questions. And like the first question the guy asks is like, "So like, it's like, so we have three questions." The guy's like, "Yes." And then he turns, he's like, "What should we ask him?" And then he's like, "Anything." He's like, "No, I wasn't talking to you." I was like, "Was I?" He's like, "No." Goodbye. It's like, wait. Why would you finish your sentence with a question? Anyways, that's what you're doing, Zacho. You're wasting all your questions.
I've not wasted any questions. Is the character a male?
Yes.
Okay.
Is he from Dragon Age?
No.
Is he from The Legend of Zelda?
Yes.
Is it Link?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Based off of that one being my easy one, I don't know if you're going to get the other ones.
What do you mean?
Matt.
We got that pretty quick.
Don't be a dick. You're such an asshole. Like, you're not going to struggle with ours, too.
I'm sure that I'm not going to get a single one of yours, Marissa.
Yeah. All right.
Taka, do you want to go next?
I'll go next? Okay. Go.
Yeah, go next.
It's always the circle we go in. Should I ask first, Marissa? Or should you ask first?
Yeah, I'll go ask second.
Okay. Is it a character?
Yes.
I feel like that wasn't going to be a question that me or you would have thought of until Marissa said it could be an item.
Are they from Halo?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Is it Master Chief?
No.
Is it Cortana?
No.
I don't know any other Halo characters. Is it an alien?
Yes.
Oh, what is his name?
Is it the alien that you control in the second game?
No.
Is that my question? You can't ask two questions in a row, Matt.
Trying to bamboozle him. That one didn't count.
It's not the one in the second one. So that... You're an asshole, is what's happening here. We don't know the Halo characters because Halo has no story. Are they male?
Yeah.
Oh, I know who it is.
Did when I said, are they an alien, did T answer?
I said yes.
They're an alien and they're male. But you're confused about it.
Yes, I don't. I'm assuming they have genders.
Why would you assume?
I have two options that I think it is, Matt.
I have no, like.
Do you
no
remember
concept.
the scene where Master Chief and the other alien dude are like
hanging,
tied up by the monster? I think that's it, but I don't remember what it's called. Yeah, because that would be like, is it male or female? Like, does it have a gender?
I have a question for Zacho.
Yeah.
Is it the monster that holds up Master Chief and the alien?
No.
It's not the monster.
The other option was the robot that you follow around, but I don't remember his name.
Are you going to ask a question?
He's like, is it the robot that you follow around?
Yes.
I feel like that counts.
I don't know. Do they have a gender? I don't know. It's an AI.
You could say no.
I guess I could have said no. But like his voice is it's like a male voice.
So is Cortana a female?
I went. Well, of course. I mean,
can a code?
She appears as a female person. So I guess like you would say female. But like, do AIs have a gender? I don't know. Anyways, it's 343 Guilty Spark. I wasn't expecting you to know the name. You could have just said robot from the Halo rank.
So what I said was right?
Yes.
Did we get there faster? How many questions was that?
Yeah, that was only 10.
What was Matt's?
And Matt's was, it looks like 14.
Ooh. Okay. Marissa.
One of us, Sacco, one of us is going to have to keep count. You want me to keep count?
I'll keep count. Yeah, because I'm keeping count of the
you guys better.
Games that we write down. We were talking about.
Oh, man, I'm putting a all right. fucking dog. Okay.
I'm ready.
Matt, you go first.
Is it an object?
No.
Waste of a question. She bamboozled us in the beginning. They're all characters.
Okay, so it's not an object. Is it a human?
No.
You should have said character. There's so many. If they're an elf, if they're a dragon.
If Matt, we already know if it's a character. Why would I say, is it a character?
Maybe it's a place.
Fair enough.
Should I ask if it's a place?
I don't think so. I think we should just assume that it's a character. But if you would like to ask if it's a place, you can go ahead.
Are they from
it's
an RPG? Turn.
Yes.
Are they from an RPG that I have played?
Shut, that was such a...
I haven't played a lot, Matt. Let's narrow it down. No?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's not Dragon Age, Fable, or The Witcher.
I feel like it might be from Jade Empire.
I can't name a single character from Jade Empire except for the Emperor. Is it the Emperor you fight at the end?
Well, hold on.
It's not your turn.
It's not my turn. I'm asking for clarification on the video game.
is it a character from Jade Empire?
No.
Okay, RPG that I haven't played. It's not Jade Empire.
This is our fifth question as a collective.
What'd you say?
This is our fifth question as a collective.
Okay. Okay. So it's not Jade Empire. What RPGs? Is it
By the way, while they think of a question to ask, please join our Discord if you know the answer or you think you are guessing ahead of them. Because I want to shame them.
It's a guarantee. It's a guarantee they're guessing ahead of us. Matt, throw me some RPGs.
I don't fucking know.
Is it from Final Fantasy? Are they from Final Fantasy? No.
No? Not a single Final Fantasy?
No.
Is it a male?
No.
Wait, we said it wasn't human.
We don't know that. Actually, we do know that.
I asked if it was human. She said no.
Is it human?
So it's not.
Do they have gender?
Do they have a gender? Is it... are they from The Legend of Zelda?
No.
Damn it. I was thinking it was the horse. I was thinking Epona. So it's not a human, and it's not from The Witcher, Fable.
Do you think we need to clarify that it's a character?
What did we? What was the first question I asked? You asked was if it was an object.
Is it an object?
I feel like we're overthinking this, but maybe you should just go ahead and do it.
I know we're overthinking. Is it a character?
No.
Son of a. Peephead. Okay. But you, Matt, so
it could
you
just
asked
be a game. It could just
hold
be
up.
A game.
You asked if it was a character from Jade Empire.
Is it Jade Empire?
Yes.
God damn it.
Oh, I really thought you guys weren't gonna get it because I thought you were just gonna go through a list of RPGs.
I was like, wait, Matt specifically asked if it was
a character from. Yeah, I was gonna do a character from Jade Empire, and I was like, that's unfair because they don't know any characters from Jade Empire.
Yeah,
to
even
so, like,
to
whatever. I'll just do the game, and then you were like, is it a character from? I was like, well, no.
Well, technically, no.
The game.
All right,
one
Matt.
Could argue that the game itself is an object. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I guess, but I'm that would have confused you even
more. I would have just been like the Buster Sword, the Keyblade, the Portal Gun.
Yeah.
I would have went down a rabbit hole. All right,
Matt, your turn.
I'm thinking of a medium difficulty character.
Okay.
I mean, I'm thinking of something.
Okay. Well,
I don't think we need to ask.
I don't think so either.
I want to give you that one.
Is the character? You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. Is the character? I feel like I'm gonna ask some fun questions.
Go ahead.
Would you describe the character as punk?
No.
Okay.
I hate doing this.
I don't hate
that's doing that. That is such a great.
It's a good opening question.
Eliminator of so many.
That eliminates a lot of people.
That's actually like, I know it sounds stupid, but that's actually a really good question. Not a single Final Fantasy character.
Nope.
Is the character technically a child?
No.
Okay.
It also eliminated a lot of people.
Yeah.
With these questions, yeah. You might get there a lot faster than I thought.
Does the character feature an RPG?
No.
Okay.
Interesting.
They're not punk, they're not a child, and they're not an RPG.
Is the character human or humanoid?
They're not human.
Interesting.
I feel like you could call them humanoid.
Okay.
But that's probably going to, my answer is going to confuse you because I don't know.
Okay, so they're not. What you would
consider humanoid. They stand on 2 feet.
They're not human.
Yeah. They're not human. They're not human.
Yeah.
I would say they're humanoid.
They're humanoid. Have I played this game? The game that this character is featured in?
No.
Is it the Lamb from Cult of the Lamb?
No, but very good. That would be great.
Okay, so is that the Lamb from Cult of the Lamb? Do they have a liquid in their head?
What does that mean? What?
Is it Cuphead or Mugman?
No.
Do they have liquid in their head? What a question.
I was going to ask fun flow. Questions. Did I lie?
Blood.
I'm assuming they have like a brain and like bodily functions. However, I've never seen them.
Okay.
Maybe they don't.
They're not technically a child. They cannot be described as punk. They're not human.
But they are humanoid. They are humanoid.
Yeah, yeah. Have they slaughtered many people for revenge?
No.
You were thinking of Mew?
What?
Were you thinking of Mew?
I don't think Mew slaughters people.
No! In the movie, 100% he does.
I was thinking of Kratos, but okay. Oh.
Is Mewtwo?
Mewtwo, that's what I meant.
Is maybe the evil one, but yeah. Even then, I don't think... I think Mewtwo just blows up a factory. I don't think... There's a revenge plot.
Are they a Pokemon?
He is trying to get revenge. Technically.
They're not a Pokemon.
Okay.
Not human.
Not human, humanoid. But kind of humanoid.
They stand on 2 feet.
Not punk. They stand on 2 feet.
Like, that's why I'm stuck on the humanoid part. Because like they technically have,
like they have four two, limbs and two
stand
legs.
On. They have four
two
limbs
arms.
And they stand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And a face. But they're not human.
Not from a game Sacco has played.
To my knowledge. But I'm like 99.999999% sure that he hasn't played.
All right, I'm going to waste a question on this, but is it from a game I've played?
No. Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
That was your 10th question. If you want a hint, let me know.
Nope. So, Sacco, I'm thinking Kingdom Hearts. Not human, but humanoid is one of the characters.
Like a Disney character.
So it's not Sora, because Sora is a child.
It's totally a child, yeah.
So it's got to be one of the Disney characters.
Are they covered
but maybe
in fur?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not Daffy.
But I want to...
Or Donald.
the covered in fur, is it Mickey Mouse?
No.
Is it Goofy? Okay,
I feel like we need to be
I
careful.
I think that you should stop asking... wasting all of these questions.
That's
I'm gonna answer.
Saying.
I'm gonna answer your Goofy question.
Yeah,
they are not a Disney character.
Okay,
they are not a Disney.
Okay,
they have no relation to Disney.
Sacco just shot that one off as I was saying. 100%. Please ask if it's from the game.
Yeah.
All right.
They have no. I'll even go even further than not Disney. They're not from Kingdom Hearts.
Covered in fur, not Disney. Not Pokemon either.
Humanoid.
Humanoid.
Not punk. Not from a game either of us have played.
To his knowledge. You want to ask like a console?
No, many, I don't want to waste many, a question on a console.
How many questions are we at?
13.
We're at 13.
Okay.
If you want a hint, I'll give you a like a hint that's
no.
not super.
No.
I'm just saying.
We'll get no, we'll I get don't want one. It's my question, so stop umming. Thanks.
Mute yourself if you're going to so loudly.
I'm trying to think of a game, like, it's the neither of us having played it that's really throwing me, because I can think of characters that fit this realm.
That I've played, yeah.
Like who?
That I've played.
Like Ratchet?
Iron Bull?
It was both of those actually do technically fit. It's not, it's yeah. from a game you guys haven't played.
I know, but that's why I'm...
I'm just glad, I was just curious.
What are his new games that he got on the PS5?
None of them. It's
just Spider-Man and it's
Spider-Man, God of War, and Horizon Forbidden West.
Matt, can you stop? I need you to stop. You're actually making me very upset that you're telling me things. I want to figure this out, and you're ruining it.
I believe in you. I believe in you.
He's got Spider-Man, God of War, and Horizon Forbidden West, and none of those have furry humanoid characters.
Furry humanoid characters. Okay. Oh, are they from Animal Crossing?
Yes.
Oh, do you want to punch them in the face?
Yes.
Marissa, take it up.
Tom Nook.
It is Tom Nook. It is absolutely Tom Nook. And when Sacco started off with not punk, I was like, this is the least punk character. The hint that I wanted to give you was like, it is the complete opposite. If you could have a punk character, this would be the farthest thing from
yeah,
a punk character.
Yeah, but I wanted to do it without a
but
hint.
That was great.
And you kept
so,
just
and you did it. You did it.
Spewing information at me.
You did it.
All right, Sacco, your go.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let us know when you're ready.
No, I'm ready.
Hey, Matt, you can start.
Are they a character?
Yes.
Have I played the game they're from?
I think so. Yes, I think you have.
Could you be more specific?
What do you mean? Yes, I'm
is
pretty
it yes?
sure.
Is it a
I'm pretty
yes?
sure that Marissa's played this game.
Okay.
Is it a female?
No.
Is it from the makers of Nintendo?
No.
Such beautifully said. You phrased that so.
Thank you.
Are they male? Robot. Androgynous. Non-binary baddie.
I'm going to go with, from an earlier discussion we've had, no.
Narrowing it down.
So no gender.
We got an NB on our side.
All right. We have a game I've probably played.
Are you throwing us off with the probably? Really? Like, do you definitely know that Marissa's played it? And you're just like,
I'm like 95% sure Marissa's played it. I remember talking to her about this game, and I'm pretty sure she said she's played it.
It's like, it's definitely not like Portal. Because you would know for sure 1,000% that Marissa's played that.
Yeah.
So it's a game that, like, most likely.
Yeah, Matt, if you're thinking of a game, just ask me, because I feel like I have a pretty good guess of whether he would know for sure.
But like, it's, but like, what I'm trying to say is, like, you're not fucking with us, and like, it's definitely
I'm not. If I knew 100% sure, I would say it, but I'm okay. Pretty sure. Like,
All right, let's think here. Are they a villain?
No.
Oh, good one.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
That was fast. Okay.
if can we help each other? Like, could you give me a game that I can ask?
I think it's the robot dude from Borderlands 2.
Oh, yes. Do you want me to ask his name, or do you want me to ask if it's from? Is it from Borderlands?
Yes. How did you do that?
Do you know his name?
I don't remember his name.
Is it Claptrap?
It is Claptrap.
Claptrap, nice. Yeah. Because it was the maybe 95% sure she's played this game, because there's so many games that I know both of you know I've played, and there's so many games I know both of you know I haven't played, and there is a weird overlap because it's only the games I've only played a little bit of.
Yeah, I know, because I knew you didn't finish Borderlands.
And I only played a little bit of Borderlands 2.
Yeah.
That was good. That was 8.
Nice.
Is that an 8?
Fuck, you ran through that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry to disappoint you on that one, because that was probably a good one, but I really...
Damn, I thought that one was going to go longer. I didn't think it was going to be like an impossible one. I thought it was going to go longer than that. Damn. Okay.
Freaking love that.
That's good.
1 second, I'm pulling up my list.
So you have a list, huh? What's on your list?
Well, I can't tell you that.
My first question I'm going to ask is it on the list?
It's on the list. Is that your first question?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Let us know when you're ready, also.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Alrighty. Is it a game or from a game that I've played? If you don't know, you can say that. But it eliminates.
I don't know.
So it's definitely not Dragon Age Inquisition.
Well, that really narrows it down.
I had to narrow that down.
Really
or
narrows
Final
it down.
Fantasy. Or like Pokemon.
Zelda,
or the Zeldas. Like,
is it
pretty
a
much
character?
Any Nintendo.
Let's go with this one.
I didn't hear you.
Is it a character?
Yes.
Is it a female character?
Yes.
Are they the protagonist?
Go right into it.
keeps talking
Matt,
at the precise moments that go out of the question.
It sounded like you were gonna be like, are they, and then their name, and I was like, just go for it. Fourth question in.
No. Are they the protagonist?
No.
Interesting.
Are they the villain? The main villain?
The antagonist?
If you will.
Okay, so they're not the main villain, but they're also not the... Okay, they're a side character. In a game that Matt hasn't played. Have I played said game?
I think so.
Interesting.
knowing each other's gaming habits is really like really giving it some of these away.
Yeah. Well, it's like if it's so, it's like definitely not like The Witcher.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, like the ones or like all the Dragon Ages. Right? Yeah.
Like
yeah.
all the Dragon Ages you've definitely played, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't play Origins.
Oh.
I've never actually played Origins. I played
Are they from an RPG? An RPG?
Is it a borderline RPG?
Just give me a second.
RPG is hard though, because like technically, is Animal Crossing an RPG? Like it's not.
Is God of War an RPG? Like
God of War is an RPG.
But the first seven weren't.
No,
they were. It's not an RPG.
It's not an RPG.
Was that question seven?
Yeah,
she's not the main villain, but she's also not
the protagonist.
The protagonist.
I definitely didn't play. I guess it wasn't even a definite. It was like, I probably didn't play.
It's not an RPG.
I actually said, I don't know. I just want to remind you of that.
So, female character. It's a game that I don't talk about often. Broke my
And keyboard. I might have played it.
I don't know if I want to say. I know one of you played it. I don't remember which one.
Well, fuck it.
That doesn't fucking help.
Because honestly, the chances are both of us have played it. Unless it's Final Fantasy. Shit.
Well, shit.
Female protagonist is a side character. It's mine. And they're female. I feel like I'm going to throw in a fun question. If I walked by them on the street.
All right.
If I walked by them on the street in the outfit that they wore in the video game, would I be like, you don't belong here?
Yes.
Okay.
So they have a fun outfit.
Yeah. So it's not like you know, like the like games like Detroit, where they're like kind of wearing just regular clothes. Like it's not one of those people. Like it's gonna be like an RPG like crazy outfit, but like not an RPG.
I'm stumped. Would you say that they're punk?
You should recycle my fun questions.
It's a good question. That's a good question.
That's a good question.
No.
They're not punk.
This is number 10 seconds.
Have we asked if they're human?
No.
Are they human?
Or humanoid?
Yes. Yes. Okay, human. Okay, they are human.
Are they a playable character?
Yeah.
Okay.
This isn't my question. Do you think I know their name? Like, are you confident that me and Sacco can both name them?
I'm confident you know the character. I'm 90% confident you can name them.
We can at least describe them to you.
Yeah. You know them for sure.
I know them for sure. Could they beat me in a fight?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people could beat you in a fight, man.
Yeah, but some people couldn't.
Are they from the Tomb Raider series? Oh, no, they're not the main protagonist.
Can you name another person other than Lara Croft from the Tomb Raider series?
That's why I want to take back that sentence.
I didn't answer, so if you want to take it back.
I'm going to take that back. Fuck.
Is it Lara Croft's best friend who died in the shipwreck on the opening scene of the first game?
You said, did we say, you never mentioned Nintendo, did you?
No. We didn't talk about consoles.
We didn't talk about consoles. No. I think that might have to be our next.
Go for it.
Is it a Nintendo IP? Is IP the right word there?
Yep. Yeah.
I don't.
Nintendo yeah. intellectual property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they are, yes, they are Nintendo intellectual property.
Yes.
I know what I.
Okay, so they are a Nintendo property. One of us has played the game. So it's definitely not, it's not Legend of Zelda. Because she knows I have not played Legend of Zelda. And you have.
Just think of Super Smash Bros.
It's not
characters.
Pokemon. So is it what's the one from Super Mario Galaxy? That's not Daisy.
Rosalina.
Is it Rosalina?
It is Rosalina.
Nice.
Nailed it.
So when Matt asked if he played the game, I remembered having a conversation with him, but then I was like, did that actually happen? Or
yeah.
And then Sacco, and then I was like, no, that might have been Sacco. And then Sacco asked, and then I was trying to imagine having the conversation with Sacco, and I was like, I don't think it was Sacco. I think I got that fucked up backwards.
I have not played Super Mario Galaxy.
I'm sorry, I was
Marceau's talking.
Okay.
Thanks. could you kindly shut the fuck up?
I didn't know for sure if both of you or either of you had played it, but I know we had talked about it, so you would either watch someone play. Like, I knew we knew about the game.
Yeah.
The playable character I found hard to answer because technically I'm thinking of a character who appears in multiple games.
That is playable in character. Some games.
Yeah, Mario Kart so, you can play, like, or yes. like, Super Smash Bros. Yes. You can play as her.
Yeah, she's also in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Mm. So I was like, I don't know. I guess, like, technically she is a playable character, just not in the game specifically I was thinking about. And then I was like, I should have just said yes because you both played games with her in it. Then
it's hard though, because it's like
that was a complicated
if you're thinking
one.
Like, because technically Super Smash Bros, but then that doesn't narrow down at all because there's like 50 characters.
And I was like, you can't I don't think nicely. It's Peach or Daisy, because I walked by Peach or Daisy in the street wearing just a dress, I'd be like, whatever. But like, Rosalina is all like space and fun
space
looking.
Like, okay, also when you said punk, I had to think for a second because I was like, not really. Punk, but
doesn't
I would kind
like
of
her hair in front of her face.
Yeah.
I would call her emo.
Like,
she's
a little
emo
yeah.
in the game too.
Yeah. No, but she's not like I don't think she would.
But she's not.
She's
punk.
Not punk. No. Yeah.
She's not all about anarchy.
Yeah.
And then Sacco was like, "Oh, could I beat them in a fight?" And I was like, "She's in Super Smash Bros. So no,
no, no. She'll fucking beat me with her little
stars. The power of the stars on her side.
Yeah."
She'll beat you with a smile is what will happen.
I did play Super Mario Galaxy. I sat on the couch next to Matt with the Wii remote collecting stars.
I remember that.
You were the 3-year old?
Yeah, I was the child.
Hey, it's technically a 2-player game.
All right, that's great. I didn't know you guys played it together. I had no idea you played it together.
We played like a
that
level.
That explains why I thought I maybe like Sacco played it. Because he probably talked about it. What point? All right, Matt, I think
that's
it's your
fun.
Turn.
That was a fun one.
I am thinking.
You have.
I'm also ready.
You're ready to go?
Ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're
I'm
ready?
Thinking,
okay.
I'm thinking of something.
Marissa, would you like to go?
I would love to hear some questions about it.
No,
you always
go
first.
Okay. Hey, Matt, are they a character?
Hey. Yes.
Cool. I already have my next question. I don't even care what Marissa says. I have my next question.
You know, we've been doing the fun questions, so I'm gonna have fun with the first couple ones.
Right.
And then I'll get maybe a little bit more serious if we haven't guessed it. Would I be friends with them?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay. Are they wearing a hood?
He's not sure.
He's not sure, which means...
I feel like that means no.
This cuts out Liliana.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. So no hood.
No, they're not. They're not wearing a hood.
Okay.
They're not wearing a hood.
Are they from Final Fantasy?
No, they're not from Final Fantasy.
Okay. So they don't wear a hood. Marissa would be friends with them. Are they female?
No.
Would I compliment them on their style?
No.
No. Oh, okay. Okay. Does it look like they shop at Old Navy?
That is such a hard question. That is such a hard question.
You know the clothes that are at Old Navy. Does it look like they shop at Old Navy?
I guess.
So they're bland, Marissa.
They're bland.
They're boring.
I like, oh, Jesus Christ. I like, technically, I guess.
He wasn't sure if they wore a hood.
No. They don't.
He looked up pictures.
But he had to look up a picture. So it wasn't like a given no hood either.
So it's not like even like, it's not borderline hood.
Would I be likely
to run into them as a farmer in Stardew Valley?
No. I feel like that question started so broad.
Would I be able to run into them
on the street? No.
In Stardew Valley.
They're not. I guess just they're not in Stardew Valley.
Which basically is what the question was.
Yeah.
That was, like, I was trying to be more fun about it, but I really confused you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like focus on the no hood thing. Like, they don't wear a hood. It wasn't a maybe. Like, they definitely do not. Like, there's no reason I should have looked it
up. I understand. Okay. Okay. So they're boring, you know? Like, they're, what are they?
Who says they're boring?
Oh, they shop at Old Navy.
I don't think they shop at Old Navy.
You just said
it. If you went to Old Navy, you might be able to find a similar outfit. Okay. I don't think Old Navy is particularly on the tag.
Could you change the outfit the character is wearing?
No.
Interesting.
You guys are really focusing on the outfit.
Yeah, I don't know why.
This is the fun part of the podcast.
Go ahead.
You're on question 10. Giving the vibe. Yeah.
You can keep being fun though.
Okay, we gotta buckle down a little bit.
But here's the thing, like, by asking if you can change their outfits, it's not an RPG.
Yeah. Well.
Well,
you can't change the outfit of every single person in an RPG.
But it's not like Dragon Age. It's not Final Fantasy, because we've already established that Matt hates the alternate outfits in Final Fantasy.
I would be friends with this person. They could potentially find clothes at Old Navy.
But you wouldn't compliment them their style. No, because you can change the witch's outfit. You can change girl's outfit.
It's not.
Yeah, but I'm thinking it's not like a character from The Witcher either.
No.
Like a side character either.
No,
so...
yeah, no, they don't sell those kind of clothes at all, maybe.
Well, let's just narrow this down a little bit. So let's say, are they the main character of their game?
No.
And they weren't female, but we didn't really establish if they were human.
We didn't establish if they were human, no.
Go ahead. That's the question.
Are they human?
No. They are not.
They are not.
Are they an android?
Human.
They are not an android.
But you could find their outfit at Old Navy. Hold on.
I don't think you should be focusing on this part.
They're not human. Do they resemble some kind of animal?
Yes.
Are they from Kingdom Hearts?
Yes.
Are they white and covered
in
feathers?
They're not the main character.
they are not a main character. I'm not even saying the main character. I'm saying a main. They are not a main character.
Okay.
Taco. Should I take your white and covered in feathers question?
No, because I'm pretty sure Donald is a main character. Something that, like that, like blue polo, you could definitely find that in Old Navy.
Could you?
They're not.
You know, he wears like, he doesn't wear like his outfit. Like in the game, he has like magical.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought he just wore his little blue polo.
No, he has like a fancy magician hat and like funky. Like he looks like a Final Fantasy character.
Marissa would be friends with this character. They are not human.
1000%.
They are from Kingdom Hearts. They are some sort of animal. Do they live in the sea?
They do not live in the sea.
A male! It's not.
What do you mean? Why are you yelling at me?
Could have been Neptune.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot could of characters in Old single, Navy.
Is there anybody in the Little Mermaid just that you could find their clothes in Old Navy?
I don't know. Maybe.
Do any of them wear clothes?
When they become human, maybe. You could put pants so on a crab.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want to go where the answer is.
Frick, this is 16. This one's getting me.
This was my hard one.
Yeah.
If that helps.
Should we ask if they're Disney? Like, I don't really know any of the non-Disney characters.
No. But, like, I think it's implied that it's Disney.
So, just for the record, they're in Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
And you said they're not from Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
So you can ask me if they're a Disney IP if you'd like. But they're, Kingdom Hearts they're pretty much, is Final Fantasy and Disney, and they're not a Final Fantasy character.
They don't live in the sea.
Okay, so what I believe the main character cast is from Kingdom Hearts is what, Goofy, Donald, and Sora.
Yeah. And Mickey.
Yeah. But I'm gonna push you in a certain direction here because you play as like in all of the spin-off games, like all of the original Kingdom Hearts like IPs, they're all also main characters. It's like Kairi, Riku, Axel, Roxas, they're all Aqua, all of those are main characters. It's not one of the main characters.
Okay. So it is some sort of Disney person character thing.
Well, they're not
human. I would 100%
and they're an animal.
Percent be friends with.
1,000,000%.
I want to be like the Beast from Beauty and the Beast, but I don't know if they're in there.
But also, could you find his clothes at Old
Navy? I don't think you could find his clothes in Old Navy.
No, we couldn't. You told us not to focus on that for somebody who's bringing it up all the time.
I don't think you should really focus on it.
No, but I don't think the Beast doesn't shop at Old Navy.
He's too fancy. The fact that you would be friends with them.
He's too fancy for Old Navy.
I think that's like Tom Nook is the least punk you could possibly be, and this character is like the person who I think you would want to be friends with the most.
What the fuck?
I don't know if that helps.
No.
I hope I'm not giving you like a red herring and pushing you in the wrong direction, but this actually is like, I don't know if either, like, I don't know how much you know about Kingdom Hearts.
We don't know not that much.
I know that certain Disney IPs are in the game.
Yeah.
And well, the Little Mermaid, was one of them.
I'll tell you that much.
Humanoid, I would definitely be friends with. Or sorry, humor, animal.
Animal.
Looks like an animal. Would definitely be friends with.
Is a male.
Mm-hmm. You never actually asked that. You just said not female, but
not female.
It's male slash like, non-binary. Don't.
I wouldn't waste a question on that. No, they're. It's,
yeah.
It's Disney. They're not IP. That progressive.
Who's an animal I'd be friends with? Like for sure.
That also wears clothes. Like, so it's like no one from The Lion King. No one from.
I wish I had a list of the Kingdom Hearts characters. I feel like I could pick it off of that.
Oh, 100%.
Easily. In 2 seconds, you would.
So it's not like. I think we can just start knocking off Disney shit. So, like, it's not The Lion King.
Yeah, but we only have four questions.
No, I'm saying internally like between 16. You and me. Not asking Matt.
Okay, so. Not The Lion King. We've got. Not Lion King.
I not Beauty and the Beast. Because the Beast is the only person, only animal in that whole movie.
Might be like some sort of dog.
But it's not, it can't be Goofy. because Goofy is the main character.
Yeah, well, not Goofy, but.
And it can't, it's not nobody from Aladdin. Like Peter Pan, no one from there.
Yeah, just keep it. Cinderella?
Cinderella.
It's just the mice.
Yeah.
And the dog.
But they don't wear clothes.
Yeah, Snow White.
It's the dwarfs, but they're not animals.
Sleeping Beauty.
No.
Frozen.
Which, no.
Like,
I don't think any of the animals.
Sven.
Yeah, but I don't think he wears clothes. How many questions we got left?
Four.
We've got four.
Shit.
I mean, you technically didn't ask 16 yet, so five.
Okay.
If that makes you feel any better.
It makes you a little bit better. A little bit.
Yeah, okay. Toy Story.
Toy Story. The animals that are in Toy Stories. You got the dinosaur, dude, the wiener dog.
Yeah, but none of them were clothes.
You'll get there.
Oh, 100% we'll get there. Disney shit.
Okay, we have Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Peter Pan, Cinderella, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Frozen, Toy Story. We're missing lots.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Finding Nemo's out because
yeah, they don't live in
water
and they don't live in the sea. Yeah,
and the Little Mermaid
is out.
Well, there's no other. There are animals in there,
but they don't wear clothes. And I said they don't live clothes in the sea. So the only ones there would be like the fucking seagulls.
Okay, we've got Up.
The dog doesn't wear any clothes in Up.
Where's a bandana?
I don't think you can get that bandana at Old Navy, though.
You don't think you can get a bandana at Old Navy?
No. Right?
The specific one from Up?
No, I don't think you can
get tricky. It's hard to say.
Bandana from
yeah, it's an online exclusive, if you ask
me.
Oh, my goodness.
Fuck. The question I'm thinking is we asked if we would have watched this as a kid. Like, then it would, like, separate from, like, new and old.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to ask that, though. I'm scared.
I'm going like, to say... We're
down.
Mate, don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Lady
and
the Tramp.
I guess what I was going to say would have actually maybe helped.
That's okay. Lady and the Tramp, no.
101 Dalmatians.
No, they don't wear any clothes.
Rapunzel.
No, I don't think there's. Is there any animals in Rapunzel?
Moana. There's the lizard and the horse.
Damn.
We've got to miss like a big obvious one.
Oh, we're 100% missing like a fucking blockbuster.
We're just
Disney
like
movie.
Stepping around.
I would say you're 100% missing it.
No shit, Sherlock. shitty.
Was that a clue, Matthew? No. Okay. You said it really weird.
It was a bad clue.
Did.
I'm sure the people that have played Kingdom Hearts are
yelling.
If you dying? Play Kingdom Hearts and you're dying right now, go to the Discord. Link
go to the Discord and yell.
Let us know how quickly you got it.
I feel like we need to ask a question.
You certainly do.
Okay, but what are we going to ask?
I think we have to ask, have we asked if they're like the villain of their story or anything yet?
I would be friends with them.
Oh, you know, so yeah, you'd be friends with
them. 1,000%. I think you would be the happiest to be friends with them. I think being their friend would bring you joy.
Like, do you want to ask if they're like covered in fur, if they're like brown? Like, I don't know. Like, do you, like, we need some.
Do we want to actually ask if they wear clothes? Because he was really weird about that question.
What?
I feel like it has to be a Disney show that we've seen.
Yeah.
Because otherwise he wouldn't be so confident that we could get this.
Yeah.
So I don't want to waste a question on
like,
that.
But like, we're missing an obvious Disney movie and it's really upsetting me. I'm trying to think of like the things that are in Villainous.
That's what you're going off of?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is... Like, I'm not trying to give you clues, but I don't think I don't think there is a villain.
Yeah.
I mean, it still doesn't really narrow it down.
they're definitely not a villainous. Like, they're not going to be in Villainous.
Well, no. Like, I'm thinking of the movies that are in Villainous because they'll have good character. But I guess I'm saying
but I don't think this movie has a villain.
So there wouldn't be a villain for it.
Movie doesn't have a villain. Interesting.
I feel like that might be a pretty big hint.
What? But all I can think of is like Inside Out.
I don't think that would. I feel like that's too new to be.
No, it doesn't work.
I don't know. Like, fuck. I wasn't a huge Disney kid, so I feel like I'm letting everyone down.
I was.
I
am dying.
I don't know how many questions too. I should. I want to help.
I know you
want to help, but you can. It's okay.
You're not allowed.
Sackle, you
okay, how do... like?
I'm just going to say this. Both of you could name this character.
Yeah.
If we saw a picture of them.
It's, if you saw a picture of... you're going to be upset that you haven't guessed this so far. But like,
I believe you, Matt. I believe you.
You could pick this character out in a line 1,000 times and never get it wrong.
No, but it can't be.
Who?
Who?
I was like, oh,
in the world
well,
of Kingdom
totally...
Hearts, anything is possible.
It can be. Okay, well, I just thought of Robin Hood.
Robin Hood? Like the fox Robin Hood?
Well, yeah, it's like completely animal-oid. Like, that was... Anyway, I got excited because it's all animals.
Yeah, but can you get any of those clothes at Old Navy? I don't think
this. This is actually kind of helpful. I thought it was a stupid question, but it's actually kind
of
helpful.
I don't think you can get any of those clothes at Old Navy.
Okay, well, think of another movie animals in it that wear clothes.
I'm thinking. Fuck, man.
Hercules. What was that?
Hercules.
We've got Mulan.
It's definitely not a song from Hercules, Sacco. You're making that up.
I
don't think he's ever seen Hercules. I think
I have
the
seen
issue.
Hercules. I've seen Hercules.
I feel you gotta ask a question.
Yeah.
But what question?
Just anything,
Marissa.
Anything.
Do they resemble... Do they resemble an animal you could keep in your house?
That's a good question. Like, could we own this animal as a pet legally and morally?
No.
Okay. The Jungle Book. Does anybody wear clothes in the Jungle Book?
Lots of them. But I don't think it's the Jungle Book.
Fuck, it's my turn now, isn't it? Shitty.
I'm tempted to ask you, like, what if you asked him if we've named the film they're from?
Do you want that as a hint?
No. We don't want hints. Get the fuck out of here.
You want to waste that question? I'll tell you.
No, I don't think we have. I feel like we...
I feel like if we thought of it, we would recognize it.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what I'm getting from this vibe. But I can't think of another Disney film, and I have a list of like 20.
There's a lot. They've made a lot of movies. And the problem is I haven't watched any of them.
We got Wreck-It Ralph.
I don't think Wreck-It Ralph. This Kingdom Hearts one is really... the game really fucks up. It's just too many...
Yeah, he really said, fuck you both.
This is the hard one. It was in Kingdom Hearts 1, which came out in like 2005. So like, don't think Wreck-It Ralph, Inside Out, Elsa, Frozen. Yeah, like, don't think, like, it isn't, it's an old IP.
Don't think the new one.
So it is an older IP.
Yep.
And it's an animal that wears clothes.
Hey, let's... Okay, so we've got... I'm just going through, like, the princesses and, like, the early ones. Matt looks exasperated. So I feel like that's not a good clue.
I think of the princesses had villains, and I think this character definitely does not have a villain.
Fuck in hell. I don't know. What are the case? So 2005. What came out before 2005? All the fucking movies we listed.
A lot.
Does anybody in fucking Monsters, Inc. wear clothes?
Did Monsters, Inc. come out before 2005?
Oh, yeah. That came out. I had Monsters, Inc. Pinball as a child. So it definitely came out at least around that time.
Okay, Monsters, Inc. came out in 2001.
Interesting.
The fact that he had to look it up,
but it's not.
Makes me believe that it wasn't that.
But it wasn't in Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
Because at the time, I think it was owned by Pixar, and I think that Kingdom Hearts was technically only Disney. So I don't think you should be thinking about Pixar IPs.
Okay, so the other option is that it's Mickey and his friends, but one of the ones that's not considered a main character.
And we can't keep him as a pet. That kind of rules out all of Mickey's characters that aren't like Donald Duck.
I would agree with you. I would also debate that you could possibly keep a duck as a pet, but you definitely could not keep this animal that this fluffy character is based off of.
Fluffy
might have been the wrong description.
You fucking loser. You're such a loser.
He's so awful. He's such an awful person sometimes.
I'm gonna drop a hit, but it's not a hit because it's wrong.
I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Man, I got... How many? We got 4 questions left?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to just...
I'm just gonna go for it. I'm trying to think of a fun question.
Okay.
Did their movie get a sequel?
Yes, but I would call it more of a franchise and less of a movie. We're talking. Do you want the hint?
No, I don't want the hint.
I would love to give you one.
I would love for you.
Like,
to shut
did
up.
Their movie? Did their movie get a did sequel? The, yes, technically, but that's going to lead you in the wrong direction.
No, it also has like, books did was show, it like and... the movie title too?
No.
Okay.
I
or was it a spinoff? Did they get a direct sequel like The Lion King? Lion King 2. The Jungle Book? The Jungle Book 2.
No. No. But there's multiple movies, multiple books, multiple TV shows.
Marissa looks fucking befuddled.
You're gonna be so mad. You're gonna be so mad.
Oh, we're gonna be so fucking upset. Okay, we have three questions left, Marissa. Okay, so here's the thing. What I'm thinking is we can burn two questions because if we figure out what it is, like what movie it's from,
I'm saying
we don't need to like guess the character until the last question because once we figure out what the movie is, I'm sure the character is going to be an instant recognition.
Okay, I would agree with you. What do you want to burn the question on, well, Matthew Sacco?
Just think of something fun. What do we got? We got. So they can get their clothes at Old Navy.
I don't want to think of something fun. I want to think of something right.
I don't know. Like, do they wear shoes? I don't know. Like something like just.
They do not wear shoes.
It's not my turn. It's not my turn. That wasn't a question. But they do not wear shoes.
I would like to specify
the main character question. They are not a main character in Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, no, we understood
they
that.
They are the main character of their franchise.
Yeah, we understood that part.
Yes, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be, like, a mouse from Cinderella. Like, it is a main...
No shoes. No shoes, Marissa. No shoes.
No shoes. But still...
But possibly a shirt. Possibly service.
Possibly service.
Yeah.
No shoes, no shirt, but I still get service.
Yeah, they definitely... don't have shoes, but they would still get service as long as 50% of that was required.
No, I know you're gonna be so mad.
I need to get it.
If I don't get this, they are your friend. I won't forgive myself. They are my friend. And I don't know them.
And you forgot about them. How dare you?
I forgot all. They wear clothes. They don't wear shoes. Yeah. They would be my friend. They don't have great style because I wouldn't say they had good style.
And you could find their shit at Old Navy. Like, it's kind of bland. Like, it's just gonna be like a red t-shirt and cargo pants. Like,
is it a red t-shirt, Taco?
I don't know. Is it?
They're the main character.
Why don't you ask a question, Psycho?
It's not my turn.
Okay, sorry.
I have zero Disney characters in my mind. As soon as you go, I'm asking a dumb question. So you better just...
Anybody listening to this...
I know, that's why I'm taking forever. Anybody listening to this
right now is screaming at their headphones.
They are the main character in their movie.
Okay. Was the movie made before the 80s? He doesn't know.
Holy shit. The character was made before the 80s.
The character was made before
I'm
the
checking 80s. when some of their movies came out.
How many questions have we got left after this? Two more?
A movie in this franchise was made in the 80s.
How many questions we got left, Marissa?
Or maybe it was a TV show.
We got two.
No, it's a movie.
We got two questions left.
You are on your last question.
Well, fuck.
I think you should ask.
I think I gotta make this question.
I think when you started naming clothing, I think a lot of people listening to this started freaking the fuck out.
Shut your damn mouth. Okay, no shoes. And they were made before the 80s? Marissa, give me some old Disney characters. What do we got? Mickey Mouse.
Like, I'm thinking, I can't think of anything but Prince. Like, I think Bambi was made before the 80s.
But there's no animals that were close in Bambi. Right?
No.
What are some, like, you couldn't keep it as a pet. It's not like a mouse.
Like, do you know how many animals that, like, removed? Because
a lot.
Also, like...
like, no mouse, no cat, no...
The animal that this is based off of would not be able to live in a house. It would be a wild, it has to be a wild animal.
Are they the correct color for what animal they are?
No.
Marissa? Marissa.
I fucking swear, is it Winnie the Pooh?
It's Winnie the Pooh.
This is...
It's Winnie the Pooh. You said red shirt, Sacco. You said red shirt. You said red shirt.
Holy fuck. I didn't... I'm going to be honest with you. I did not know Winnie the Pooh was Disney. I remember Winnie the Pooh. I didn't remember being like Disney's Winnie the Pooh.
You said red. I had to look it up because I didn't know if he wears a hoodie in Kingdom Hearts or if it's just like just the red t-shirt. The red
polo.
I didn't actually check that. I thought of that about halfway through and I was like, that's not Disney.
Yeah,
no, I didn't know Disney. I didn't know Winnie the Pooh was Disney.
Not Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought Winnie the Pooh was like Winnie the Pooh. I thought it was like his own shit.
Disney definitely has the rights for Winnie the Pooh. I halfway through when I was like, is it an animal? It's a teddy bear. Like, he's a teddy bear. But, like, well, he's based on an animal, yeah. Which is why I specified at the end there. It was like the animal he's based off of couldn't be a...
Yeah.
Can you find a red t-shirt? Can you find, like, if you wanted to cosplay Winnie the Pooh? You could
absolutely find a red t-shirt at Old Navy. You could find that at Old Navy. I have a red t-shirt from Old Navy.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm upset. I know we technically got it, but I'm upset.
It took way too long.
That was painful.
Marissa, wouldn't you not want to be their friend? Isn't that the best description of Winnie the Pooh?
It is. I get it. I'm fucking stupid.
You got there.
Sacco, go. Make me feel better about myself.
Oh, no. Okay. Go.
I got Claptrap in 6 questions, but I couldn't get Winnie the fucking Pooh.
This is true. Okay, go. I got it.
All right. Matt, go.
Have I played the game this character is from?
Yes.
Double.
Ooh. You might have answered too quickly.
I might have answered too quickly. I'm going to change my answer to no.
Shut the fuck up.
All right.
Is it a character?
Have I played the...
Wait, hold on.
Have I played it? Oh, wait. Yeah.
Are you actually changing your answer to no?
I have changed my answer to no.
Are you...
Is it a character?
No.
You played the game. Yeah. Don't ask him that. Don't waste
damn
a question.
Damn it, that went too fast.
Is it a weapon?
No.
I'm just going to check this off. Is it a game?
No, it is not the game.
Ooh.
Well, like, no.
It's not a game. It's an object.
But it's not a weapon.
Is it the portal gun?
No. Is that a weapon? No. That's
is that a weapon? No.
I don't know, but it's a gun.
It says gun, I guess. But no, it is not the portal gun.
Yeah, I guess.
So are you not going to count that as a question because it's technically a weapon?
No, you asked the question.
Would you have classified that? Would you have classified the portal gun as a weapon?
Probably because it's a gun.
Well, I'm changing my question then. Can I change my question? Or are you giving me that?
We'll see at the end. Maybe we'll tackle
it. I don't think you can change your question. Okay,
that's fine.
If you need an extra question at the end, maybe we'll tack one on. But not right now. No.
Is it from a game I've played?
Yes.
Okay, so we both played it.
And it's an item. Is it an item that the character can hold? Like you see them hold it.
Is it from a game that we've played together, all three of us? Yeah, I've actually eliminated a lot of games, so...
Is it a special item or like a household everyday item? Is it like unique? Is the item unique?
Like unique? Yeah, it's unique. Yeah.
To that world.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a good question or not.
That was a good question. That eliminated like everyday objects.
It's not like, it's not like the shovel in Stardew.
Or yeah, like but it's pick. Not Stardew because we played that together.
Yeah, you're right. Hey. But we've all played this game.
It's not a weapon. We've all played the game. We did not play it together.
Is it? Whose turn is it? It's your turn.
It's Marissa's turn.
It's my turn. Hmm. Does it involve a fun little game called Gwent?
Is it from an exclusive IP?
No.
So this game could be played on any console.
One question at a time, Matt.
Well, I'm just saying, like, yes, when, no, I feel like I need to clarify my...
Yeah, yeah, you can play it on
like, when
consoles.
I say exclusive, it's not like a Nintendo IP no, or a Microsoft IP or a
it's
Sony
It's probably IP. A single-player game, because we haven't played it together. But not one that we, like, watched each other play, either. So it's not... Because we all played... Become Human.
Detroit yeah, like, Become we played Human. That. We played that together. And we played,
it's
like...
Unique to the worlds. So it's, like, not from, like, Life is Strange, probably. Because... Like those are everyday the, objects.
It's definitely, like, a really big object that, like, we would obviously know and not, like, a stick.
I mean, if it's a stick, then I will beat Sakura. I will fight
with a
him.
Stick.
With a stick. It's not from Minecraft, Stardew Valley, Apex,
oh,
Halo.
It's not from an exclusive IP, so it can't be, like, Pokemon.
Oh, that's true.
Because I was thinking like maybe like a Pokeball or like even like a, not the Master Sword, but like a dungeon key or like.
Can't be can't Call be of Duty, so yeah. It's not anything zombies. Wow, that's quite a short list and I'm running out of.
I can't think of a game with significant items in it.
Does this game involve items that fall from the sky?
That fall from the sky?
I'm talking about Tetris, in case you missed that.
No. Okay, I'm going to say...
Do items fall from the sky?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer the question. I'm going to say yes, but like...
The items could fall
like
from the sky.
They fall from up, they but they don't, like, that's not
the top
the
of the
sky,
screen.
Like...
They fall from the top. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know how to. I don't know how to answer that question. It's a tough question for me to answer.
Items fall. The item. The
that,
item
that's
that
what
you,
I meant.
Impression.
That is what I meant. So what I meant. I'll clarify what I meant. Maybe that'll help you.
Yeah.
They fall from the top of the screen
yes.
to you.
Yes.
And you can see the. But you can see somebody hold
together?
This. Because I said.
Yeah, you said
I
see
said,
the character
can
hold it.
The character see you can
we
see somebody hold it.
We haven't played it together, so it actually can't be Tetris.
But also, you can't hold those items, so it has to be
yeah,
something.
Yeah, totally.
It has to be a holdable item
what
that is unique to its world that falls from the sky.
Sky.
But it can't be from Mario because it's not a Nintendo IP. So it's not
oh
like
my
the mushrooms.
God, this is fucking. Winnie the Pooh all over again, because as soon as he says it, we're going to lose our shit.
I thought you said, oh my God, because you got it, and you did.
I thought you got it, too.
Oh, boy.
We've all
boy,
played.
Oh boy.
What games have we all played?
The only games I can think of are exclusive games. Like, I keep thinking of something, I'm like,
yeah,
that is
yeah,
exclusive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, The Last of Us, I just thought of, because yeah. I was like, oh, we
but
did
that's...
all play The Last of Us. Okay, is it my turn? No, I
no,
I just
you just you said
I
the sky thing. So
I oh yeah okay wait so
what you doing, Matt?
I was writing down. I'm writing down the questions.
Oh, okay, perfect.
I'm not Google. Did it look like I was Googling? I'm not Googling. I'm writing
no,
down.
I
wrote number 10 falls from sky.
I was,
number 11.
I was really just I
number
was really 10 just
falls from sky.
What could it be? What could it be?
It's motherfucking Portal.
Is it the companion cube?
It is the companion cube.
Nice.
It is. It was in fact the companion cube.
Who would have thought my joke about Tetris would have given us the answer?
That was a really hard. Like, how do I answer the question? The companion cube falls from the sky.
It does. If you break it, it could get a new one from the sky.
Falls
in, well, no, the first time you see it, also it falls.
Yeah,
like it falls.
Like you get it from you above it you, fall. But it doesn't. You don't see the sky. Like you get it from above.
Wow.
You.
Yeah. Couldn't get fucking Winnie the Pooh, but I can figure that
out. You get Companion Cube and Claptrap.
Read your mind. Okay. I have one more, and then I think that's all we have time for.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think we can do this. This is a fun podcast.
We could definitely do this again. But we need to figure out Marissa's first.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, is it a character?
No.
Cheeky.
Is it? Should I ask if it's an object or a video game, or
you could say like either one of those. You can.
Is it a video game?
No.
Okay.
Should I? Are we assuming it's an object?
Yeah, we're assuming it's an object.
Did we rule that it's not?
It's not a character, and it's not. I didn't know that. I don't think a place is.
That's
an
why.
Option.
Are we ruling that out?
I'm going to rule that out for now. And if we lose, we lose.
That's a bad thing to do without officially confirming with the person who.
What are the rules, Marissa? What are the rules?
Can we, Marissa? Can you explain the rules to us? What could we possibly choose?
It just had to be from a video game.
So it could
be a video game or from a video game.
Could be. A
is
place.
It an object that a character can hold?
Yes.
Nice.
If I threw this object at Matt, would he die?
Jesus Christ. I don't know if I can catch it fast enough.
No.
He would not die, so it's not a sword.
Well, you could also have said, is it a weapon?
Or like an axe, but that's not fun. Or like an axe, or like a ninja star.
I'm going to be honest.
Or like a bomb.
I mean, would that kill Matt for sure?
I never said for sure. I said, if I threw it at him, would he die?
Like a gun. If you threw a gun at me, I wouldn't die.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you shot it, I would. Well, you wasted a fucking question. Marissa, is it a weapon?
I'm going to let you ask a different question.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So it's not a weapon, Matt. I was right. It was a good question. It was a good question, and we had fun.
No, I can't. I don't know how to answer that.
Oh, shit.
Is it from a game I played?
Yes.
Is it from a game we've all played? Together.
Yes.
Wait, sorry. Together. This was the rest of my question.
Well.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it from Minecraft?
No.
All right, this is gonna be a kind of out there question. Does it contain the soul of an evil man with a top hat?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I don't know what the name of that thing is.
It's the summoning key, Matt.
Is it the summoning key?
It's the summoning key.
Is the summoning key a weapon?
It like sucks up souls.
It's used as a weapon, but
like,
it's also it's not
like it's not a traditional like weapon. Like
it's not called a weapon; it's called an artifact. Yeah. But it is used as a weapon. So I was like, I feel
if
like
you threw
if
it at
I
me,
answer
it wouldn't
that,
get the, my soul.
No, because you can just throw it in its like non-lethal form. But
if
they throw it at you and it's activated, it's gonna suck out your soul. Yeah. So that's why I was like, also, if it was an axe, I was thinking of. By the way, I wouldn't have said yes. Matt would not die if I threw it at him.
Yeah,
I could throw an axe.
He might die, but he would not for sure die. And the way you phrased that question.
Next time I will say, might he die if I threw it at him?
Even like a gun. Like if you threw a gun at me.
Like a grenade? Yeah, he's going to die.
Yeah, a grenade, a bomb.
What if the pin's not pulled?
But I guess not, because the pin may not be pulled. You know what? Like, that was a dumb question.
No, it was fun. Weird. We had fun.
It was fun.
It was a fun question. We had
fun. I'm surprised that the question of does it contain souls was a good question enough for you to answer it. I think that was an interesting play.
Here's the thing. It was so niche. It was going to eliminate one thing or it was going to be right. It was either going to be 99% effective
or
1% ineffective. All right. Well, that was fun. I had fun. Did everybody have fun?
I had a lot of fun.
I had fun. I think we should do this again.
We learned a lot of things today. We learned Winnie Pooh shops at Old Navy.
What?
Matt wouldn't die if I threw the summoning key at his head.
I enjoyed this. If you enjoyed this, let us know.
Yeah, like, hit us up in our Discord link in the description of this podcast, because I had fun, but let us know if you had fun.
Because I think that might be more important. Maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
Any final thoughts?
Have fun, be creative, live life to the fullest.
Have some
honey. Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Have some honey.
Eat. Do think.
You deserve that honey.
Do what Winnie the Pooh would do.
Eat honey and chill.
Eat honey and chill. New shirt.
All right. Well, with that, we thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Crown Heathens podcast. If you want to watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/crownheathens, we would be more than welcome to have you there. We stream Tuesdays, a variety of games, but right now we're currently playing Apex, so check us out there. We also have an Instagram, a TikTok, and a Twitter at Crown Heathens on all those platforms. You can check us out there if you want to stay tuned and stay up to date on what is new. Otherwise, we thank you one more time for listening, and as always, we will catch you in the next one. Bye, friends. The Winnie the Pooh one is gonna haunt.
Yeah. That one, yeah.
You know what's even worse?
The problem with that one is we just didn't know Winnie the Pooh was Disney.
Yeah. So I think what's worse is that in the game, Pooh's storybook, the pages go missing. So then, like, the other characters go missing. So Pooh is the only one left, and all of his friends forget him. And he like opens up, and he's like, "I'm thinking." And Sora's like, "What are you thinking about?" He's like, "What do I do when I disappear?" And he's like, why are you going to disappear? He's like, well, everybody else is leaving, so I'm going to leave too eventually. Like, what if I forget about myself?
Man.
And then, like, Sora helps find all of his friends, and I would consider you Pooh's friend, but you also forgot him.
Oh.
So it was.
Well.
It's quite nice. It's also like a side mission. Like, Winnie the Pooh doesn't have, is a Huffalump a villain of Pooh? I don't know. They're not real. I think technically a book, right? And I feel like you guys were just so like, what is the movie? It's like more of a franchise, more of a... It's interesting anyways.
It's fair. No, there are Winnie the Pooh movies.
No, there are. And there's like sequels, or I guess not really. There's just like more movies.
Yeah, but they're not, because they're not called Winnie the Pooh 2.
Yeah.
More Pooh.
Pooh's Grandest Venture is the one that I used to watch all the time as a kid.
Yeah.
Puts me where I'm... Let's figure out my age based off of that.
puts me where I need to be.
You know what? I think I might go watch Pooh's Grand Adventure.
You do that.
All right.
On Disney Plus, not a sponsor, because it's a Disney IP.